7 ag innovators receiving money for their businesses from Acre. To tell us more about that, here's South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I guess, first of all, we just need to let folks know what we're talking about when we say Acre.
Well, that's
Commissioner.
True. We throw around terms like, as if everyone knows, but Acre is the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship, and this is where we recognize the entrepreneurship of some of the bright minds around the state and acknowledge that and invest in them so that they can move it to the next level, and that's what we want to talk about this morning.
Obviously, you have gone through a lengthy list of applicants for the 2020 awards and narrowed it down to 7. Let's see who those 7 are. Let's run down the list, if you would, sir.
But you're right. We do start with I think it's nearly 50 applications that we get, and our staff narrows it down to, say, the dozen or 15 most qualified, and then we bring in an outside committee to evaluate them and give us those recommendations. 7 are from all around the state. Kathy and Matthew Rutter from over at Project Victory Gardens, and that's a unique project. They work with military veterans in agri-therapy and agricultural education. So I'm real, real proud of that one. Woodland Valley Mushrooms over that part of the state as well, but they are developing a gourmet mushroom operation, so I think that has a lot of potential in South Carolina, as does Lavender. I knew we had a couple of farms, but Twin Creeks Lavender up in Anderson County, just adding to their production facility there, Williamston. Got a couple of creameries, which, you know, an old dairy farm, I'm happy to see that, in York County. The Nance Farm Creamery is going to expand their local marketing, as well as down in Orangeburg County, Lowcountry Creamery is beginning to market yogurt directly to consumers, so that's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. Got an alpaca farm. I've visited that before up at Carolina Pride Pastures. That's a fascinating operation, real big in agritourism, but they're expanding their alpaca marketing. And then finally, maybe the most interesting one is a worm farm up in Pickens County. Yeah, they're expanding, you know, the worm casings, the sheddings. That's a great organic fertilizer that our organic farmers use. So we're wanting to see how we can support earth and organics up in that part of the state. So, again, a very diverse group. For this year, and it just points out what all about, and that's recognizing that those innovative thinkers around the state, how we can impact what agriculture looks like, you know, the next 15 years.
Well, it doesn't get much more diverse than that. Everything from military veterans to worms. I mean, you've covered just about everything.
Yeah, I would say we got it almost from A to Z, at least A to W. Alpacas to worms.
Very good. Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
No, just I'm real pleased at how this program has developed and proud of the way staff manages it, but really, really excited about some of the applications that we're getting in and able to support.
It's South Carolina's Acre, the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.